Marvin Gaye's album, What's Going On, has been called one of the great soul music records of all time. The album was showcased at a 1972 concert at the Kennedy Center in Gaye's hometown of Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago, the Kennedy Center commemorated that performance with a concert. They also gave one musician the original recording of the song What's Going On to reimagine it in a modern context. That musician was Youth Radio's Brandon McFarlane, and here's what he came up with.
What does Marvin Gaye's What's Going On mean to you personally?
Well, it means a few things. I think Marvin Gaye is one of my idols, me being a producer and a singer and songwriter myself. I look up to Marvin Gaye a lot, and you know, we're both preacher's kids, and we both have a spiritual kind of connection with, you know, writing and viewing the world. And so that was my initial connection with Marvin and his music. But it wasn't until I got the music and was able to separate the pieces that I really began to connect with all the work that Marvin put in to make the record.
As a producer yourself, when you look at the What's Going On album, what do you see as the genius of that, that came into that and helped it last for 40 years?
It's the simplicity. It's the simplicity in the message and in the music. When I separated these tracks, I found out that Marvin had played piano on What's Going On. And he literally played one note for most of the song. And that was a real eye-opener for me, because when you listen to the song mixed down in its true form, you know it sounds so lush, and you think everybody's, you know, super trained, and yeah, you think everything's super polished, and it's not. It's real simple and bare bones, but together is beautiful music.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die.
That's Brandon McFarlane. He's editor of AllDayPlay.fm from Youth Radio, and he's lead producer of a remix of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, played recently at the Kennedy Center. I love the voices in What's Going On that are saying at the beginning, what's happening, what's going on, and throughout they kind of come back here and there. It's really familiar. It feels like you're in a neighborhood. I'm wondering, what's your favorite part of the original recording of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On?
Well, you know, those were his friends who played for the Detroit Lions. And they actually ended up singing the sister, brother, those parts. They sung those parts as well. And when you hear them by themselves, they sound really bad. Like, they really couldn't hold a note that much at all. But like I said, like, the whole arrangement makes it beautiful. I think that might be my favorite part, but it's probably a close second to the strings. That was the most beautiful piece of the separated tracks to me.
And what's your favorite part of the remix that you made?
Like I said, I involved three very talented young people from the Bay Area to be a part of this with me. And I think it was 18-year-old Rihanna Godfrey, her part about you know, gun violence in a city of Vallejo.
Everyone with a trigger thinks they should pull it, and justice never comes for the ones that buy the bullet.
That was really powerful to me. I actually wanted the song to be really authentic and talk about, you know, the issues that young people face today. And so I think she hit home in song very well.
We're listening to What's Going On Now, the remix by Brandon McFarlane. He presented this at the Kennedy Center at a recent celebration of Marvin Gaye's original What's Going On 40 years ago. Brandon McFarlane is editor of AllDayPlay.fm from Youth Radio. Brandon, what do young people you talk with feel about social issues today?
Well, I wanted to put the music aside, as I was working on the music simultaneously, but I wanted to put the music aside and actually talk with Oakland youth about what was concerning them, and kind of just put my journalist hat on and get get some good reactions from some kids about the issues concerning them today.
All right, let's take a listen to some of the sound that you you gathered from those interviews.
Like, it's a lot of kids out here who are doing better than their parents, but they doing, like, illegal activities and all that. So it's like, they like, I ain't finna be broke. My mama broke, so I got to get it for myself. I got to buy my own clothes for first day of school. I got to get my own meal because my mama ain't
books
got it.
Books are old. Teacher doesn't really care. There's, like, too many kids in one classroom. The teacher can't really manage the classroom, like, of interest.
I mean, they're not saying really just how the lower class are, how they're losing their houses. And, you know, it's a lot of families out on the street now. Like, it's hard for them to even find an apartment. And if they lose their jobs, it's hard for them to find another job to take care of their kids.
All right, that's those are the voices of young people in Oakland, as gathered by Brandon McFarland, editor of All Day Play.fm from Youth Radio. So, Brandon, we're hearing a lot about poverty there.
Yeah, definitely. And the ripple effects of poverty throughout the community. And, yeah, those were Youth Radio students, Bree, Edgar, and Darrell. And they're all teenagers still, but they definitely have a clear view of what's going on today.
You know, it's interesting to note that Socially Conscious, obviously, is Marvin Gaye's song, What's Going On, and that whole album is set in the Vietnam era, talking about the reactions to hippies and people not getting along and just kind of the lack of love in the world. It's interesting to note that he was working for Berry Gordy at the time in Motown, and Gordy didn't want to release What's Going On, because he thought at the time that it would limit Marvin Gaye's sex appeal with audiences. He was playing all these things, you know, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and, you know, eventually he's playing Sexual Healing. That kind of thing, you know, seems to be going on with singers today and producers today. In the story that you produced for All Things Considered, you said today's soul and R&B singers often sound more like pornographers than prophets. I'm wondering if you could talk some about your perspective on how music these days is directed at brown and black urban youth.
I think going through this process of sitting with all of Marvin's music, especially the What's Going On album, you can't help but compare it to today's music. And a lot of today's mainstream music, unfortunately, is really centered around partying, party culture, sex. That's about it, and it's kind of hard to present real social issues when all you've been fed is this one particular area of emotion or one particular area of thought.
And you continued your conversations with young people in Oakland talking about what kind of music they're hearing, and I'd like to play another quick montage of clips from the voices that you gathered about music today.
Now it's gotten to a point, like, it's nothing to call a woman a bitch.
To, like, a popular group like LMFAO, they're saying, you know, let's get drunk or let's get a couple of girls, have sex with them, and don't even talk to them the next day.
Like, either have a lot of slow songs about sex or, like, grinding or, like, and a lot of rock pop songs about, or, like, killing, like, pop songs about, like, hard metal about killing or, like, so basically all the same message.
So those are more voices of people who you spoke with in Oakland, Brandon, about the state of music today and what they're hearing. What kind of message, then, is pop culture sending to young people when this is what they're hearing?
Yeah, I think it's just an escapist culture. And it's not just brown and black youth or urban youth. I think it's across the board. Like you said, it's pop culture to want to escape, want to not think about the realities of the world. And that was the exact opposite of Marvin's approach with What's Going On. So when we made this new updated version, so to speak, we wanted to make it real, and we wanted people to be like, yeah, I see that going on in my communities too.
Marvin Gaye coming out with that song in 1971, it makes me think that it might have opened up some floodgates to other socially conscious songs. Some artists like Stevie Wonder playing Pastime Paradise and songs like that with songs like War. The 70s were really rich with socially conscious music. Do you find, Brandon, that there are some artists who are making socially conscious music today the way Marvin Gaye did while they're still reaching a big audience?
Well, the kids that I made the What's Going On remix with definitely cited hip-hop as one of the genres that talk more about political issues, social issues, more so than hip, more so than R&B and soul music. So artists like Lupe Fiasco and Talib Kweli and Immortal Technique are among those people who they can look up to kind of stay on point politically, or who have the same views as them politically.
Outside, so we can decide how we gonna change the tide. Like the moon, we on the earth, taking a ride around the sun. My son, we only just begun, and the journey's far from done. We on mission, what your brain gonna fish.
So you went to the Kennedy Center, and you got to meet John Legend, who was performing What's Going On There. I'm wondering if you now, back in Oakland, have reflections on this whole experience.
Man, interesting. I got a chance to think about it yet, but I was sitting like third row in the Kennedy Center while John Legend did the concert that was kind of recreating Marvin's concert 40 years ago. And it was like I got to see the entire orchestrated thing. Like what I've been working on was only a piece, because like this was what was happening live. And live's always a whole different experience in it. John Legend did a very excellent job at channeling Marvin, but also being himself, and that's what I did too. So I kind of felt a kinship with John Legend as well.